You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Direction in Difficult Days. And now here is Dr. Schultz.
City officials from the fifth largest metropolitan area in the United States are sounding the alarm. The police commissioner of the city of Philadelphia said that due to crime, his city is living in a climate of fear. The district attorney warned that the criminal justice system was on the verge of collapse. This report, published on the front page of the New York Times, then went on to explain that, and I quote, violent criminals have so overloaded the jails, the courts, and the police that city officials say they are routinely, yes, they are now routinely, setting free thousands of other criminals who repeatedly burglarize houses, snatch purses, steal cars, and sell drugs. Of course, there are those who feel that these justice authorities are exaggerating as they voice their concern over the breakdown of criminal control. But this is hardly the case. If anything, beleaguered law officers are understating the situation. Evidence of this can be clearly seen as repeat criminals become more and more bold. These habitual offenders don't hesitate one moment to take advantage of crowded prisons, the loopholes in the law, and the leniency of some judges. For example, in Miami, Florida, a 19-year-old man was charged with auto theft. It was his third arrest in the same week, and after his third arraignment, he nonchalantly walked out of the courthouse and stole still another van and made his trip home. And why did he do this? Many criminals know that the court system is vastly overloaded. They understand that at the worst, their punishment will be little more than a slap on the hands, and then they will pass once again through the revolving door of justice. Today's attitude of lawlessness is beyond belief. However, what is now becoming even more disturbing is this. The lawlessness demonstrated by criminals as they thumb their noses at the law. This haughty attitude is like a disease, and it is now beginning to infect all levels of our society. One senior law officer summed up the situation when he said, "People today do pretty much what they feel like doing, whether it is drugs or shoplifting or just running red lights." Another man who has worked in law enforcement for years said this, "Everybody nowadays thinks they are entitled to everything, including proceeding through a red light and killing the other guy." This is not the age of Aquarius, this police officer said. This is the age of entitlement. And so we must now ask, where is this wholesale attitude of lawlessness going to take us as a nation? Of course, those acquainted with the teachings of the Bible are not surprised with our society's self-serving actions and the increasing disrespect for the law, especially as this disease now appears to be spreading among previously law-abiding citizens. In the Bible, the Apostle Paul writes, "But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, and holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power." The Apostle Paul warned that in the last days, as civilization winds down and as the end of the world nears, difficult times will come. The problem is, however, that many today do not really believe that this world will someday end, and some preachers who distort this doctrine of the end of the world by setting exact times and dates when Jesus will return, they have made this doctrine a laughingstock. But let's never forget, St. Paul spoke of deteriorating conditions in the last days, and Jesus himself repeatedly told his disciples that a time would come when lawlessness would increase and people's love would grow cold. Jesus said that the time would come when nation would rise up against nation and many will fall away from the faith. Jesus said hosts of others will hate one another. But just as the Savior warned that terrible times will come, he also spoke words of great encouragement. Jesus said that even though the conditions of the world will become very, very difficult, there will be those who will endure, and they will be saved. In spite of the devil's greatest efforts to destroy all souls in hell, not everyone is going to be dragged helplessly down into the devil's whirlpool of violence and eternal damnation. And so, as our Savior's prediction of increasingly difficult days is being fulfilled before our eyes, the urgent question now becomes, is it really possible for an individual to endure these difficult days? Based upon the Bible, the answer is a decided yes. However, even if we claim to be religious, sad to say, our first response is often not God-directed, but rather man-centered. Now is the time, we think, to pull ourselves up by our religious bootstraps. Or now is the time for us to grit our teeth, or bite our lip, or to generate a bit of religious conviction. However, as noble as these ideas might be, they are not the answer. If you and I are going to survive the days ahead, then we need something bigger than our religious imagination, and we need something far stronger than our inner generated and fleeting religious feelings. If you and I are going to survive the days ahead, as our society becomes increasingly troubled and unstable, then you and I need to be connected by the lifeline of God's Holy Spirit to the greatest source of life and hope, Jesus, the long-promised Messiah, the crucified Christ, and the resurrected and victorious Savior. If anything is taught in the Bible, it is this. Power, yes, power for living, especially in these difficult days, can truly be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the most convincing example of this power was demonstrated in the miraculous resurrection of the crucified Christ. Without any mercy, Jesus was nailed to the cross of Calvary, and 3 days later, this same Jesus was raised again from the dead. The Bible teaches that now, all who by faith trust in the crucified and resurrected Christ, they will be blessed with this same almighty resurrection power of God. And in his letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul expressed his desire to know Christ and to experience the power of his resurrection. In the Bible, we read that the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power. And also in his letter to the Corinthian Christians, St. Paul confessed, "Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me." In this same pastoral letter, we rejoice in the apostle's victory call for all difficulties in life when he writes, "Indeed, Jesus was crucified because of weakness, and yet Christ lives because of the power of God. We also are weak in him. Nevertheless, we shall live with Jesus because of the power that God has directed toward us." The power of Christ's resurrection, my friend, is also spoken of in the biblical book of Ephesians, chapter 1. "I pray," the apostle writes, "that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of God's power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of God's might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised Jesus from the dead." And so then, when we talk about these difficult days in which we live, we soon realize that the only answer is Jesus, and the only power, the only totally dependable power for victorious living today is available in our Savior's resurrection. Oh, to be sure, I can understand that for some people today, talking about Jesus as the answer for surviving the turbulence of our society, this sounds just too simplistic. No better word picture, however, has ever been painted, and no better description of life's struggles has ever been penned than that done by the Apostle Paul. This Spirit-inspired evangelist vividly penned his graphic and pointed description, and for his answer of encouragement to the struggling Christians in Ephesus, St. Paul put Jesus and the Word right in the center. The Apostle Paul writes, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle, the Bible states, is not against flesh and blood. It's not against other people, but it is rather against rulers and against powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, the scriptures say, take up the full armor of God, that you today may be able to resist in the evil day." The Apostle Paul here is absolutely honest. The devil is indeed at work. Great cosmic struggles are now going on around us. But praise be to our Lord of mercy and our God of grace. Through his innocent death and his victorious Easter resurrection, Jesus the Christ publicly proclaimed that the grip of Satan has been burst. And even though followers of the resurrected Christ will be daily assailed and hourly tempted, they can know for sure, yes, for sure, that the final victory will be theirs. I believe at this point that we should also mention that there are those today who find any talk, yes, any talk about the deterioration of society as something juvenile, narrow-minded, and even fanatical. But even if these people want to retain a totally secular understanding of history and the future, they should at least obtain a copy of the recently published book entitled The Collapse of Complex Societies. This book was written by Joseph Tainter and published by the respected and prestigious Cambridge University Press in 1988. In this 250-page, well-documented book, Dr. Tainter says, "The reason why complex societies disintegrate is of vital importance to every person. And if one believes that modern societies are less vulnerable to collapse than ancient ones, the possibility, yes, the very possibility that modern societies may be vulnerable remains troubling." And so people today who are interested in the breakdown of modern society are not just semi-literate Bible thumpers or raving religious fanatics. Learned men in respected academic institutions are becoming increasingly interested as to whether or not our own civilization is going to collapse and how soon. The Bible teaches that not only one society, but all of civilization will eventually crumble. This will truly be the end. We do not, however, know when this will take place, and furthermore, the Bible warns against speculation of the time or the hour. Jesus said, "But of that day or hour no man knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor even the Son, but the Father alone." Our society today is surely coming upon difficult times, and even scholars who claim to hold a totally secular view now admit this. Jesus warned that when we see these signs, we need to wake up. With forgiveness and love and compassion, our Savior is waiting for you and for me to come to Him and to trust completely in Him and to experience the power of His glorious resurrection. For through this resurrection power, all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ will be enabled to endure unto the end. O Lord, we pray, enable us to see the conditions of our society with our spiritual eyes wide open. And instead of concentrating on fear and failure, focus our faith upon the life-giving resurrection power of your Son, our Savior. Bless all who are struggling today. Give them help, O Lord. And may your eternal light of help and hope always shine clearly in this world of darkness. O Lord, have mercy upon us and help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.